Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out of the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. Welcome today to a very special exploratory sonic exploration here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Starting off there is a rather happy, moody piece that I've been into lately. Seems like it's, for me, it's like a feel-good work in some of the, that you can play when you're not feeling so well, and certainly, like for me, it brightens up your day. That was Verdi Brillant by Organ Mood, a Montreal electronic psychedelic IDM four-piece off of their new album, Indivisible, off Dare to Care Records. Organ Mood was born in 2008 with the hope in that it would transform the concept of live shows by recreating the role of the public. That is from their Facebook page. It's rather interesting that when I was making my notes for this show, to find that out and reading more about about that concept, they continue saying, using analog synths, overhead projectors, and their own homemade instruments, the band encourages an interactive experience with the audience members by inviting them up on stage to tinker about all their instruments, for a chance to create a more personal experience. That's pretty awesome. Actually, Organ Mood will be coming into Ontario very soon, to Toronto. It's Organ Mood and Syzygy. I hope that's how it's pronounced. Syzygy. At the Baby G in Toronto at 168 Dundas Street West on Saturday, December 14th, as part of Transmit Presents Concert Promotions. Doors at 8 p.m., 19 plus show, advance online tickets, $12, and doors tickets, $15. It actually, that Organ Mood work, Verdi Brillant, is an excellent way to start off this show, because if you haven't already heard, it was announced this past Thursday, December 21st, that the Student Choice Initiative was made unlawful. It was taken to the Divisional Court. I'm just reading a bit of it. Here in Ontario, the government was taking the court, and the students and our organizations won against it. So that is certainly something to be happy about here on campus and here at the radio station, definitely. So yes, happy about that, and hope we can now make a smooth recovery from all the months that we've been stressing out about all this. Moving on now, another happy thing to recapitulate is the SMK concert curation, the next concert coming up on Sunday, December 8th here in Guelph. I'm hosting Joyful, Kitzel, Mark Wiley, and Ulrich at the ANAF Club on 32 Gordon Street, Sunday, December 8th. Doors at 8:30. 19 plus event, $10 admission, safe space, physically accessible, and no hat policy in respect for the Legion. I'm going to be playing a song off Kitzel's new album, debut album, 40 Moons That We Know Of. Kitzel is actually also providing visuals for this curation, which I'm happy about and happy to see what she comes up with. So this observational session being more exploratory, I've chosen the last piece off 40 Moons that we know of, which is kind of separate and out there. It's called Bird People Who Make Laser Sounds. So here's Kitzel here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Lifting off against, it's lifting.
That was a single audible observational set there. That was Kitzel with Bird People Who Make Laser Sounds off 40 Moons That We Know Of. You'll be able to see Kitzel live here in Guelph for the next SMK concert curation, Our Surreal Tales with Joyful Joyful Ulrich and Mark Wiley at the ANAF Club, Sunday, December 8th. All more information on Facebook, and I'll be playing a song or a work by another of these artists in the second hour. Right now, we're going to be entering some long-form pieces pairs of pieces, I should say, from some progressive artists from around the world. So first, having played this Swedish prog metal band in a while from Stockholm, Opeth, they just released a new album called Incaudo Venenum. That is Latin, translated into Poison in the Tail. Just released a few weeks ago on Nuclear Blast Records here in America. I actually got a chance to listen to the whole album in the past week, and I'm actually quite like it a lot. I guess because they did start off with more heavy, aggressive metal tonalities in their earlier works, but this has a good balance of both the progressive rock and metal stylings. So let's get into the first two tracks off Incauda Venenum by Opeth. We're going to be listening to Garden of Earthly Delights, followed by Dignity, here on CFRU 93.3 FM, The Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Thank you. det om man slutar tänka, då blir man död.
We'll be right back. Hi guys, it's JS from Micro Panic, the Montreal-based indie electronica rock outfit, and you're listening to SMK, La Sentinelle du Merveilleux Kaleidoscope, at CFRU-FM in Guelph, Ontario. Oh yeah!
That was Garden of Earthly Delights, followed by Dignity by Opeth off their new album in Incaudo Venenum. Incaudo Venenum, on released here on Nuclear Blast Records. The next band is the one that I was kind of alluding to, the more long form, and I guess it's a suite, a duet suite, I guess. It's the Moonrunners from Swift Current, Saskatchewan, a progressive alternative rock band there. They just released a new album this year during the summer called Wakeless 2095. And the station got a copy of it. And I just want to read a bit about this, about Wakeless 2095, because it is a concept album. Yes. So I have the one sheet here. Let's read a bit. Wakeless 2095 is a concept album that features reflective songs and observations of the human experience. The album follows the story of a character who awakens in a dreamlike utopia, later discovering they're actually asleep and trapped inside their own dream. The songs detail not only their experiences while within the dream, but also the conflicting feelings they have towards their waking life. Ultimately, they must decide whether to live in the fantasy or embrace reality. Overall, Wakeless 2095 is a story of dealing with the complexities of relationships, mental illness, and the strength in the face of adversity. I don't think I've played off the CD version since the summer, because I did feature their single, danceboy.exe. I want to feature this today, the two-part work called Apparition. Yes, Apparition. I got to see, they have a YouTube live video of both parts live at the Artesian in Regina, Saskatchewan. It's, you can find that, those two videos on the Moonrunners YouTube channel. This is more of like the progressive rock that is so amazing and star dazzling, I should say. So let's get into it. Into both parts, Apparition 1 and Apparition 2, which should be, it's 15 minutes long. So let's strap and relax into your seats or wherever you are for the Moonrunners here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Where did my mind go? Oh,
The Moon Runners, with Apparition 1 and Apparition 2 off their new album, Wakeless 2095, self-released and available on Bandcamp. To end off this first hour of the SMK today, we have a collaborative project called Pick a Piper by Toronto-based musician Brad Weber off the Bandcamp page for Pick a Piper. They say combines dance music structures, polyrhythmic percussion, atmospheric sound design, loopy melodies, and a focus on electronics and production techniques to create a sound poised between the organic and synthetic. They released a new album on Tin Angel Records called Sight, and we'll be listening to Sentience here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM and CFRU.ca. See you in the next hour.